It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. It is Monday morning, and as we do at the start of every week, we turn to WNYC planning editor Kate Hines to talk about what's coming up during the week. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
What do you got for us?
Well, let me give you an audio clue.
You know, when we play the sound of the now retired lever machines, you know it's election season.
Yeah, a little throwback sound just because we love it.
We love it. Miss it.
We do. Here in New York, early voting begins this Saturday. It's the first time this has been done here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the city ballot, there are five questions voters will weigh in on. Reporter Bridget Bergen will have an explainer about them on air and on Gothamist later this week. Across the river, a couple of weeks ago, a few listeners reached out to us asking our newsroom to take a look at something that will be on Jersey City's ballot.
Okay.
It's a municipal question asking voters if they want to uphold the restrictions on short-term rentals the Jersey City City Council passed earlier this year.
So this is kind of about Airbnb?
Right. The number of Airbnb listings in Jersey City has really gone up in recent months, possibly due to a ripple effect following New York City's passage of its own Airbnb regulations. Because there's a lot of money at stake, there's a lot of advertising on both sides, and residents are being bombarded by flyers and ominous television commercials like...
Now they're taking over our neighborhoods. That means higher rents, less parking, and more trash, strangers, and wild parties in our neighborhoods.
Reporter Gwen Hogan will have that story for us later today.
All right. What are the non-election related stories the newsroom is working on?
We're taking a close look at the problem of sexual harassment and assault among middle and high school students in New York. It's been overlooked for a long time, and now education officials are finally putting money and resources behind oversight and training. Reporter Jessica Gould has a three-part series that started airing today on how bad it's been, how it's getting better, and what kids think.
So, final seconds. What else is there?
The Newseum in Washington, D.C., the museum devoted to journalism, is closing at the end of the year, and that means many of its artifacts will need a new home. One of them is a section of the antenna from the World Trade Center's North Tower, and it's not clear what's going to happen to it. Producer Andy Mai will have that story. Also, reporter Arun Venugopal was curious about the widespread belief that every New York City borough has its own exclusive accent, so he talked to linguists.
So is the Brooklyn accent really different from the Bronx?
You'll have to listen later in the week, Richard.
I will be listening. WNYC's Kate Hines, thank you so much.
Thank you.